Hey, Jason, Billy Davis said this week that he's not expecting the same Tony Romo this time around, given that Tony will have more rest and will be feeling healthier. Do you kind of see it the same way based on how the last game went?
Well, you know, Tony's been dealing with this issue all year long, and I think he's done a really good job just getting himself ready to play each week. You know, a number of players in our league, on our team, on their team, have issues that they're dealing with physically that they have to work their way through the practice week and get themselves ready to go. And Tony's no different than that. You know, he certainly played a good ball game in Chicago last week. It was a good win for our team. And, you know, we understand the challenges that the Eagles present, and we're excited about the opportunity to go play them.
In hindsight, how much did the lack of time between games for that Thanksgiving Day game affect him?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people have asked me that question. Really, that's not a factor. You know, we played a game on Thanksgiving. We play it every year. Philadelphia did a nice job in that ball game, and they won it. And you know, we have to live with that reality. And that game, you know, we put that behind us a long, long time ago and got on to the next challenge in Chicago, and now we have a chance to play the Eagles again. They're an awfully good football team, regardless of when you play them and where you play them, and we're preparing for that challenge.
Jason, what kind of challenge is it to face a team as soon as you're facing the Eagles this time around, especially after how it went last time?
Yeah, again, it's just that. It's a challenge. They're a good football team. They're good on offense. They're good on defense. They're good in the kicking game. And, you know, we did some positive things in the game. They did a lot of positive things in the game. We got to go back and look at it and build on some of the good things we did and correct some of the other things and get ready to go play our best football. They're a good team. And they did a real nice job on that day when we played them on Thanksgiving. But, again, we'll learn from that and move on and get ready for them this time.
Jason, it seemed last game they really came out with an up-tempo pace and you know, were able to drive and put two touchdowns up quickly. How do you prepare for something like that? How do you stop that from happening again?
Well, the tempo is a big part of what they do, obviously, and their tempo works best when they're executing plays. And they, you know, make first downs, and they keep going and keep going and keep going. So, you know, the biggest thing that we have to do is once the ball is snapped, we have to make sure we're in the right position. You know, our alignments are correct, or, you know, we do a good job doing our job as individual players, both defending the run and the pass, and then go execute. That's really what it's about. And they do a really good job, you know, running their stuff at that faster tempo to put pressure on you, and we just have to keep up.
What were they able to do to kind of slow down your running game? I mean, DeMarco Murray had like 79 yards rushing, I want to say. Were they doing anything special there?
I don't know if they did anything special. I think they did what they do. You know, they have a good down, good front three guys in their 3-4 scheme. They got very good outside backers. They got inside backers who are active. You know, they'll move around a little bit. They'll pressure a lot of different ways with those front seven guys. And, you know, I just think they did a good job, you know, physically, but also with some of the schemes that they do. But I don't know that it was unique for us as much as it is. That's their style of defense, and they did a nice job executing it.
Getting back to what you were talking about with tempo, is there anything in practice you can do to simulate that or kind of make it easier once game day rolls around?
Yeah, we definitely try to simulate the fast pace to the practice. You know, we'll have a couple different offensive groups going at the defense, and you know, that allows the tempo and the time between plays to be speeded up. And you know, we think that's a good way to prepare for these guys. And again, that's such an important part to keep up with them and make sure our communication's right, we're aligned the right way, so we can go play our best defense.
The second time you play a team, what goes into that week of preparation?
Well, I think probably a lot of different things do, depending on when you play them and how much time between the games, if the team has changed a lot. In this particular case, we played them two games ago. So we played a game in Chicago. They played a game against Seattle in the interim, and now we're back at them. So a lot of the tape excuse me, that we're watching this week in our breakdown is stuff from before the first game. And then obviously we'll look at the first game. We'll look at what happened in Seattle, against Seattle last week, and hopefully learn from it.
Fletcher Cox, number 91, he's kind of come on during these past few games, had a good game against you guys, same thing against Seattle. What are you seeing on tape from him?
Just a really good football player. You know, we studied him coming out of school, and we're very impressed by him as a player. He can be a very good run defender. He can pressure the quarterback. He's quick. He's strong. He's explosive. He can be disruptive. And I think he's getting more and more comfortable playing in that scheme.
When you studied him, he's obviously played in a couple different schemes here. Did you think he was more of a one-gap guy coming out of college, or could you have seen him playing in a scheme like this?
Yeah, we felt like he could really do anything. We felt a very talented guy and, didn't have any limitations physically and felt like he could play a couple different spots on the defensive line and would have no problem playing in either a 3-4 scheme or in a scheme where you're using 4 down linemen.
Do you have to, tell your team at all about, the stakes that are involved in this game? Possibility for the division and all that?
I think everybody understands where we are in the season, the position we put ourselves in, and that's a positive thing. But I think the biggest thing is focusing on our preparation to go play our best game on Sunday.